T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
One of the more notorious criminals in recent New York history has died. Bernie Madoff, the man who orchestrated the biggest Ponzi scheme ever. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa.
Ronnie Sue Ambrosino wouldn't convey her feelings about Bernie Madoff's passing. She said that relationship was over when he got arrested, but she can't forget that she was left with nothing.
When you've lost everything you worked for, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the amount. You're at zero.
She says she has received less than 1% of the money she'd invested. Her anger directed at the SIPC, the Securities Investor Protection Corporation.
Whether it's collusion or inadequate ability to support and to protect the investors, bottom line is we were not protected.
She says the Securities and Exchange Commission also failed to do its job checking Madoff. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
A Manhattan man is under arrest for an alleged hoax bomb threat. Authorities say 19-year-old Malik Sanchez, who also went by the name Smooth, posted a video showing him walking up to the outdoor eating area of a restaurant in February, then yelling, "Bomb detonation. In 2 minutes, I take you with me and I kill you all." Several customers were then seen scattering and running for cover, but in the end, again, it was just a hoax. Authorities say Sanchez identifies as part of an online group of mostly men who believe that society unjustly denies them sexual attention. He was taken into custody today on charges of conveying false and misleading information and hoaxes. Recently, a former correction officer said she could have wound up like Breonna Taylor. She says there was a no-knock warrant at her home, and because she has guns, things certainly could have ended badly. This morning, live on 1010 Winds, we asked NYPD Commissioner Shea, what's the policy?
We stand behind those warrants. The facts of the case, I think you have to take into consideration here, you know, that there are lawyers out there looking to game the system and come forward and make a quick buck.
Commissioner Shea also tells 1010 Winds preparations are underway for when the decision comes in the Chauvin trial. He says they're ready for anything. He asks anyone who might come out to voice their concerns about the trial to do it peacefully. In recent weeks, restaurant owners in Times Square say they have noticed a dramatic increase in business, and they now want the state to ease their indoor dining limits. Here's our Glenn Chuck.
We often hear the phrase light at the end of the tunnel during the pandemic a lot, but in this case, it's true, as foot traffic and vehicles are filling Times Square again.
Yeah, Glenn, so definitely, we're definitely seeing an uptick in business. We're seeing that a lot of folks are coming in that are vaccinated. They're excited to sit down and have a meal.
General Manager Jeff Lapadula here at PS Kitchen, West 48th, says sales are up and people are coming out now. The problem is the 50% indoor capacity. They actually have to turn people away.
But when you explain that to a customer that wants to come in and eat, and they see that there's space for them to eat, and you tell them, "I'm sorry, we can't seat you. It's against the rules." They don't really understand, and sometimes they're frustrated. They might not want to come back.
So Lapadula's message to the governor: please increase capacity, as they have more hope than they've had in a year.
New York City always comes back. We know this. If we can come back from this, we know we will be stronger than ever.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. Here in Times Square.
And more signs of reopenings with arts performances in the city slowly starting up again. One tradition is finally set to return, and that would be free outdoor events in marquee locations from June to September. Bryant Park will present a series of 25 programs among the performance groups, New York Philharmonic, Carnegie Hall, Jazz at Lincoln Center, the Classical Theater of Harlem. Bryant Park will have to limit attendance to 200 people for each performance to allow for social distancing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!